fine like gold through the fire. Trials will come to make us stronger.
1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6 and 7. We have to be purified like gold to go to heaven. So rejoice and be glad when we face these tests. I made requirement to receive that glorious rest. Picture the scene, April 12, 1963. News breaks out, the leader of the INC is dead. Will this persecution end or can we mourn in peace? While they're disrespecting our leader, speaking ill of him, descend upon the death of the Sugo, the church will fall. But the claims are wrong, we stood tall through it all. Like the potter and his clay, which he will mold, our faith goes too far to be purified like gold.
Threaten our faith, but we won't be swayed. Trying to make us study false religions, we won't turn away. Enforcing wrong beliefs in our schools, no matter the religion. Danger in the youth's faith in our public school system. Why we gonna study false doctrines when we found the truth? Though tested and tried, we will rise. We cannot lose. They tried the Quinco Bill. We showed our unity. We united with our leaders in this opportunity to fight for the doctrines that we truly believe in. Our unity and faith in God all the more increasing. Never letting go of our faith, we will hold on. Through fire and floods, we'll pass, purified like gold. Faith, says Apostle Peter. That's what the brethren did from Hacienda Lucita. Persecuted and hated in the place they called their home. Shops closed in their face, nothing they could call their own. Mocked and mistreated, they told they were inferior. Couldn't even ride the jeeps to go to another area. Through all the tests and persecutions, they were brave. Tabari Amaligaya settled in a new place. Singing, Akoi INC Hanggang Kamatayan. Through the test they endured with everything they got. Stories of faith that will continue to be told. How God tested the faith but was purified like gold.
Struggling to pay for bills, struggling to provide my meals. Hardship is what I feel, poverty strikes my family. Even in a country that is filled with opportunity, I'm still pained and trained by the pressures of poverty. And what's worse, this country doesn't have the true church. I feel like a lost sheep with no shepherd. I can't serve my God in a distant land, can worship God is worth a search. I'm yearning to be learning every teaching and every word by ministers sent by the administrator of the church. In the place where my faith is strengthened by every verse, I pray my Lord God will make me brave and bold to pass these tests and be purified like gold.
Purify, 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 purify yes, they did.